Okay, it's 7:02 and we're going to call a meeting to order. Would you please join Director Mayor in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present. Director Kevin Graves is joining us by telephone.
Thank you. At this point in the meeting, we're going to open up to public comments. Public comments are open this evening to anything that is not on the agenda. So I'd ask the moderator if there's anyone in the public who has something they'd like to ask us that's not on the agenda.
If there's any member of the public that would like to speak now, you can unmute your phone, identify your name, and wait to be recognized by the president. Mr. President, I'm not seeing anybody asked to be recognized. However, we do still have multiple members that are not muting their line. And so we'll mute their line as best we can. Thank you.
All right, we're going to close public comment and I'm going to move on to the applicant review process and turn it over to staff to explain the process.
Yes, good evening, board. Effective September 3rd, 2020, Director Robert Lee resigned his seat on the Board of Directors. Written notice of the vacancy was sent to the Contra Costa County Election Division on September 4th, 2020. Pursuant to Government Code 1780, the board has 60 days to fill the vacant seat with a qualified applicant. Public notice of the open position was posted on Friday, September 4th in four places, and applications were collected up to the deadline, which was 5 p.m. on September 21st, 2020. Before you tonight, we have received 8 applications for the vacant seat, and they are attached to the staff report for your review. Each applicant is in order according to the Secretary of State's randomized alphabet drawing for the November 3rd, 2020 general election. Pursuant to the procedures set forth in the staff report, each applicant in order will have 2 minutes to make an oral presentation to the board on why he or she would make the best choice to fill the board's vacant seat. After each presentation, board members may ask one clarifying question. With that, I turn it over to the board president to conduct the applicant interviews.
Okay. With that, we're going to start the interview process, and as is in the staff report, each of the applicants will have 2 minutes. You don't need to take the full 2 minutes, but 2 minutes, if you're running a little long, we will notify you. And as was stated earlier, the list of applicants is in the Secretary of State's random alphabet drawing process. So the first applicant is Leslie Belcher, if she could go ahead and discuss your 2 minute process.
Fantastic, thank you. You hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good evening. My name is Leslie Belcher, and I
unfortunately, you're breaking up. Can you hear me?
We can.
Leslie,
I know that there's.
We cannot hear you. Leslie, is that you?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
You're still breaking up. I don't know what connection you have, but we certainly want to hear your presentation in full. So I will allow you to go ahead and start over, please.
Okay, let me move to a different part of my home and hopefully will make a difference here. Okay, can you hear me better now?
A little bit better, but it's kind of, from our end, it's stuttering.
Okay, that's unfortunate. I don't know what due to resolve that matter, I am on a phone that I'm a clear connect.
We will do the best we can. Go ahead and proceed, please.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, my name again is Leslie Belcher. I've lived in Discovery Maple for close to 25 years. I'm a great fit for PS4 because of the skills I possess from my education, my work, my volunteer experience. Plus, I have a strong to see this community thrive. I will not mention that it's not my resume since you have part of your file, other than I have a bachelor's degree in business, a marketing degree in organizational management, and a doctorate in law. I currently work in a law firm for Brentwood. My past corporate life has left both large and small organizations in the high tech industry. My husband and I own several small to medium-sized businesses here in East County. I believe we possess many core skills relevant to serving on the board. A few are the ability to communicate and convey complex ideas, negotiate, problem solve, and clear drive to get things done. I also possess patience, empathy, and respect. I value and display honesty and integrity and professionalism in all my dealings. I volunteer in this community. Since most relevant to this position is as an appointee of the Contra Costa P6 Advice Committee for the Sheriff's Department. There I served as director and chairperson of the center. I thoroughly research every issue prior to advocating recommendations. Many of the things I advocate for you can see in action today around the community, such as it should patrol a community
to stop
for license
plates.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Leslie. Leslie, your 2 minutes is up. Thank you. Okay, the next applicant is Donald Littell. Would you please go ahead and start?
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can.
Good evening. Again, my name is Don Littell, and first of all, I would like to thank each of the existing board members for the time and effort they put into our community. I have been living in Discovery Bay for 11 years now, and I believe you genuinely need to care about the community you live in, and I do. I feel strongly that I would be a positive team member. I am certain that my experience as an executive manager would be a big asset to the board. Managing a Fortune 500 national title insurance company, I was responsible for making a lot of decisions. I prepared quarterly budgets and oversaw the P&Ls for 9 Northern California counties. I will help responsibly deal with all the issues at hand. I will responsibly manage community funds and make my decisions with the town's interest in mind. I look forward to the opportunity to help improve our neighborhoods and our community assets. I know Discovery Bay is a unique community with some unique challenges that call for creative solutions. I have the time, the desire, and the background to help lead Discovery Bay into the future. And with that, I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Littell. We're now go to Carolyn Graham. Ms. Graham, are you available?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. Okay, that's great. Again, thank you to the board for all your years of service and dedication to the community. I really wasn't planning on spending much time on my background because I know you have it in front of you. I do have a lot of business experience, retiring as vice president of operations, handling human resources facilities, landscaping, IT, and purchasing. I worked with a very diverse population of employees and clients. We've been here 9 years and very passionate about our community, living on the water, and the sense of community far exceeded our expectations once we moved to Discovery Bay. We take a great deal of pride in our community. I feel like the town is a wonderful spot with now having some of these Hoffman monies available after putting some into savings or reserves, whatever the proper term is. This will give us a chance to add to our recreational amenities, rezone 8 parks and a community center. Some things that we could be adding, of course, after COVID, senior activities, some bocce leagues, the T-ball 5K races. It's really a lot of opportunities out there. But I've been explaining that 80% of this job, and I hope I'm not talking too fast for you all, 80% of this job of being on the board is the waste treatment and water, but the other 20% is what we see every day, such as the landscaping. And I'm wondering, how can we accelerate the landscape plan? I see that $285,000 was approved in August, which is wonderful, because we're already being able to see the cleanup throughout the town, according to your the plan that started September 21st. One thing I would like to suggest is when something like this so fabulous happens to landscaping,
Miss Graham, Miss
put on the
Miss Graham, your 2 minutes is up. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Your 2 minutes is up.
Thank you all.
Mr. Helfrich, please.
Evening, board. Thank you for considering me to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Director Lee. Of the 8 candidates for your consideration, I believe that I have the education, work experience, and am the most knowledgeable individual regarding the problems and issues confronting the CSB at this time. Over the last 3 years, I have taken the time to attend the majority of your board meetings and many of the subcommittee meetings. I believe I will bring an open mind and diversity to the current board. I will be able to hit the ground running from my following of the board meetings and subcommittee meetings. In my opinion, the biggest challenge facing the board is the funding or lack of funding sufficient for Zone 8 to operate the community center, related recreational activities, and to maintain the land. I would be committed to finding a solution and or balance between maintaining the community center and maintaining the landscaping. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Ms. Porter, please.
Good evening. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. My name is Ashley Porter, and my vision and reason for applying for the open seat on the Discovery Bay CSB board is to bring the voice of the working family with school-aged children onto the board. I believe our CSB board should be as diverse as our community. I think my volunteer experience and various board positions I'm currently holding and have held, combined with my professional work experience, make me an excellent candidate for this position. I understand the benefits and challenges of raising a family in a small, tight-knit community. I bring with me knowledge of municipality purchasing and board procedures. I'm confident I would bring valuable experience and a fresh perspective that would help to make our CSB board a well-rounded board. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Swalwell, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Eric Swalwell. I'm a retired police officer, police chief, and also retired corporate security manager. My education consists of a Bachelor of Arts degree with Business Administration from St. Mary's College in Moraga, California. I consider a position as a CSD director that it would allow me to continue to use my background in public service, which has always addressed the needs and concerns of those served. Specifically, my prior experience as trustee the City of Dublin School Board member, President of the City of Dublin School Board, President of the City of Dublin Soccer Board, Vice President, City of Dublin Baseball League, Board of Directors of Smart Kids, Safe Kids, Pleasanton, California, a member of the Alameda County Grand Jury, and also the founding member, sir, of the Cassuth County Boys Clubs of America. And I say all this because my professional background with public relations, safety, contract negotiations, experienced interactions with officials at all levels of government, county, state, and federal, has provided a strong background in many areas of public service. As a director, I feel you must establish a bold vision and promote long-term strategic direction. You must develop plans and generate buy-in and alignment with shareholders, in this case, the shareholders being the citizens of Discovery Bay. If I make a decision, it should be made clear to the community as to why I did. If a decision is made against what I think was right, then I would need to communicate that reason as well. Transparency is an easy word to say. However, an open, honest communication to others is my form of transparency. It's called ethics and integrity. The town of Discovery Bay is a community of fellowship and a sense of pride, which is the reason I look forward to contributing to its future. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Delgado.
Good evening. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can.
I hope you can hear me. I'm calling from Ensenada, Mexico. I'm sorry I'm not there to cover it very long. My background, I am a camping executive with a lot of management experience in managing camping plants. Manage 150 people, 2,150 people plants, and I have issues with people that I have resolved. I never had any arbitration cases that have been taken. Now I have won all of them. I have also been a member of the Chemical Industry Council of California, where I served as chairman for 1 year in 1994-1995, and in that board. That was the lobbying organization of the chemical industry in California. I am very self-responsible for activities that I do, and I would like to serve the board in the best way that I can with my experience. I have worked with the federal government in Savannah, Georgia, with the Economic Opportunity Authority. I listened to the COVID crisis in 1991. That's over 29 years. So I'm ready, I'm very active, and I have the chemical background to deal with the issues that the town of the COVID Bay needs to resolve the sanitation issues with the over there, which I understand is one of the biggest dollar consumers of our budget in the town of Cooley Bay. So with that, thank you. I send you the note at the council to listen to it, and good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Delgado.
Thank you.
Okay, and with that, Mr. Visiting. Yeah.
Hi, thank you. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I have nothing else to add to what I've already sent you, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. With that concludes the application process for the general public, who was not privy to all the information we've already received. The applicants have all supplied a application form, filled those out. They've provided us a resume of their background. We've now asked them to explain why they feel they would be the best applicant for the position. And we are now going to each on our own think about the applicants and come back at the next meeting and try to resolve who we feel would be best to serve the town of Discovery Bay. So with that, I'm going to close this portion of the meeting, and we'll move on to item number C2, and that is to...
Mr. President?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I do apologize to interrupting you. I did want to note for the public that the resumes were part of the package and the material provided on the website, and so the full board packet does contain all of the information associated with each applicant. As the board has indicated, each board member would be able to ask a question of the individual, and my recommendation would be that you would go back to the beginning, ask the board members if they have any questions of the first candidate, second candidate, third candidate, and move forward in that process, as the board members were, according to the procedure, given the right to ask a question of each of the applicants. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem. Thank you, Council, for the guidance. So with that, I will go ahead and come back, and we'll ask if there's any clarifying questions from the board. So, Mr. Guteau, do you have any questions for Ms. Belcher?
Yes, actually, I do have a question for all the applicants. It's the same question, so they could all listen and come up with their explanation. My question is this: what is different about the board position that became available through a vacancy? Why didn't each of the applicants also run for the position during the open election?
Okay, so we'll go ahead and ask Ms. Belcher to answer, please. Leslie Belcher, are you available?
Yes, I am here. I'm sorry, I was on talking to mute. So I believe the question was, it was cutting in and out, but that why did I choose to apply for the vacancy versus actually run an election? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The answer to that is I'm a very private person, and I believe in public service, and I'm one of those people that are kind of in the background making everything work. And so I felt that this was a great opportunity to be able to step up and serve my community in a capacity that I feel that I have a strong skill set for, and without having to go through the very public election process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Director Mayer, do you have any questions?
Well, I think good minds think alike, because Vice President Guteau and my questions are almost identical, so I'll embellish just a little on what he had asked. Leslie, did you consider running for the board this election?
Yes, I did. I did consider it. I have a family. I've been very busy with work and the businesses that we run, and felt that perhaps the timing wasn't right. There was other candidates that looked like they were very qualified that were running, and so I chose not to run at this time.
Thank you.
So with that, if Director Guteau's question is still the same for all the applicants. Director Graves, do you have a question?
I do. My question's pretty simple. I feel that there's many of the applicants who didn't have an opportunity in that short 2 minutes to say what everything they wanted to say. Some of them did, and so I would just, my question is very general. Is there anything else that you would like to convey to the board now that you have a little more time that you weren't able to convey in the 2 minutes that you were given?
Thank you. So yes, there is a lot that I'd like to convey, and I'm concerned that perhaps my my first response was cutting up and not clear. I have a lot of experience volunteering within this community that I think that would translate very well over to the community service district. I think that I'm very familiar. I think the board members are familiar with me from my work with P6, and I have attended a lot of meetings over the past 20 plus years that I've resided in this community and have an interest. I believe I know the issues very well. And because I'm a pretty private person, I work behind the scenes and make things happen without being public about it. And I think that that would serve very well on the community, on the CSD board. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're gonna move on to Donald Littell. If you could answer all three questions, but I will advise all of the remaining applicants that Director Graves asked kind of an open-ended question, but we can't go on forever, so we'll limit that particular portion for Director Graves' answer to 1 minute, please. Go ahead.
Point of order, Mr. President?
Yes.
I believe that the rules that you put forward were that we were able to ask a question, not that you can modify our question.
The question is
that was my question. I don't believe that you should be able to. I believe that you should be able to go in and modify my question.
I have not modified your question at all. I just put a time limit on the answers due to the extent of the applicants that need to answer. That's all. So, Mr. Littell,
there's no time limit. Excuse me, sir. There is no time limit put on anybody else's question. I feel that this is not.
I just put a time limit on everyone, and the last applicant went past the 1 minute mark. So there's no problem at all. All applicants will have 1 minute to answer your particular question. So, Mr. Littell, will you please start?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
In response to Director Coteau's question about why I wanted to enter at this time, it was with the resignation of Director Leaf that several of my friends had encouraged me to get involved, and they know that I'm very good at what I do, and I'm personable, and I felt as though that it would be a great opportunity for me to finally get involved in the community. So that's why I did that. As far as Director Graves' question, I have been in the real estate industry most of my life, and I understand the importance community issues have on property values. So, to me it would be rewarding to be part of a team effort to better our community. I'm a good listener, and we'll certainly do what's in the town's best interest. And again, thank you very much.
Director Littell, this is Director Mayor. You have not answered my question. Did you consider running for the CSD board during this election?
I have not considered running until, when Director Leaf left and my friends had told me I should get involved, and I found that, that struck me as what maybe I should do. I really like it, and I think at the time several of the other candidates had already began their campaign, and I felt as though that this was the best avenue for me to try to get initiated into the town of Discovery Bay.
Thank you.
Ms. Graham, please.
Hello, and yes, I am running for the November 3rd election, and I have a strong desire to be on the board, and felt that going, taking all the energy and effort to campaign is well worth it. Any other questions?
Yes, actually, this is Director Mayor, and that, I can't ask you that question because, of, as you said, you've applied, you did put your name in the hat. Let me ask you this, that you had mentioned something about the water and wastewater and the 80%. Going back to that, what is your background or training that gives you the ability to manage or make the decisions necessary for the water and wastewater operations?
You know, no, I do not have any experience there. However, I'm a fast learner. I'm anxious to learn, and I would be surrounded by our board members due to the staggered terms that I could draw upon for their experience, as well as the town staff and consultants. I'm very comfortable with that.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Applicant Graham, this is Rod Atterbury, Legal Counsel. Mr. President, you do have a third question from Member Graves, who is asking, is there anything else you'd like to share with the board? As the President's indicated, you have 1 minute.
1 minute. What I was just going to go into was communications with any company, with any town, with any board is always you're either doing too much or too little, and I just had a few suggestions on what may be opportunities for us. One being the board does do a lot of good, and sometimes we need to tune our own horn and make it easy for people to see, such as using the Facebook page that the town currently has. And speaking of communication, on the website it talks about provide timely, effective, and transparent communications between government and citizens. I think there is a lot that we can do to help work on that. Again, I'm a fast learner, willing to listen, reach out, and talk to people, learn from their experiences. I can consider all points of view to set policy and make decisions on what's the best interest of the entire community.
Thank you. Mr. Helfrich, please.
With respect to the question, did I consider running for the board? No, I didn't. And the reason I put my application in here was this is a unique opportunity to fill a two-year position that I think that I have the ability to take care of. With the 1 minute limitation, I really would like to see more interaction between the board and the public. If we need to find a way to have like a meet with the director meetings other than at the board where there can be some interaction between the directors and the public, I think that would be very, very helpful to the board and to the public. Am I missing any other questions?
No, I think you've answered all the questions. Thank you. Ms. Porter, please.
With the question of did I consider running for the board, I would say yes, I did consider. Timing is everything, and it was something that I felt I needed a little bit more time to discuss with my family. It's something that is, you are in a very public light, and I do have children, and I wanted to make sure that they were comfortable with that decision. And so at the time, I felt like they were not at that point yet, and so I needed to make sure that they were comfortable. With this opportunity, we were able to have that discussion a little bit more throughout the months after that, and I have 100% support from my entire family, and so I felt like it was a good time for me to jump in and put an application in. With that being said, I would run after this, when the elections are coming up, I guess. So, I think, did I answer all of the questions?
Unless there's any other thing that you may want to express to us within 1 minute.
No, I think I've expressed what I needed to express. Thank you for the opportunity, though.
Thank you. Mr. Swalwell?
Yes, sir, and that certainly is a very fair question. Sir, I had every intention of running for the board, and I was excited about it back in December of this past year. However, in January, my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and she's had two major surgeries. She's gone through chemo. Recently, she just finished 27 days of radiation. She is a full-time employee. She was able to go back to work this past month out of the house. She has an office here in the house, and there was no way, sir, that I could abandon the responsibilities that my wife certainly depended on me for. And the good thing about it is she's doing a lot better. She's doing well, and again, she's back to work. It was a shock to our family, but and also I don't really, I guess, have anything else to say other than I'm sincere in what I say. I'm sincere in what I do. I have a very, I consider ethics and integrity very important in my life. And I have four sons, and they were brought up the same way. But that was my reason, sir, for not running for the board. And I hope I answered those questions.
Yes, you did. Unless there's any other final thing you'd like to tell us within 1 minute.
No, other than, again, I just want to repeat that, we've been here 7 years, and we moved here because we have friends in the area, and to me, the town of Discovery Bay is a community of fellowship, and there's a sense of pride, which you have to be here to recognize that, and that's why I look forward to, I'm hoping to look forward to contribute to its future. It's just, it has so much to offer. And I'd like to, I don't want to just sit on my experience and do nothing. I'd like to put that to use in a positive way for the community. And again, I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Mr. Delgado.
Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Delgado.
Okay. I believe I have a very unique experience, and I can contribute to the town of Discovery Bay. My background is I'm a chemical engineer by profession. That's what I got my degree. I manage chemical plants. And one of the biggest issues that the town of Discovery Bay has is the sanitation treatment plant. And I think I understand it's one of the biggest expenses. In addition to that, I have served in boards like the Chemical Industry Council Board, dealing on social issues.
Mr.
I was land manager in the city of Alcoota. Excuse me.
The question is, had you considered running for the board prior to your appointment or your application? That's this question that we have.
No. The opportunity presents itself, but I always have been thinking about being contributing to the town of Discovery Bay since I've been living here since 1991, and I have expressed to some members of the existing council some of my desires to improve the town of Discovery Bay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it has. Thank you very much. Mr. Visiting, please.
Yes, in response to the first question, why did you not run? The reason is because there were too many candidates running, and I felt it would dilute the vote. Second question, did you consider running? The answer is yes, but again, too many candidates would dilute the vote. Third question, anything else to add? The answer is no. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Well, with that, that concludes the interviewing process. And so we will end this particular part of the meeting, and we will move on to the second part, which is the selection process. And I'll turn that back over to staff.
staff will turn this over to legal to take you through the president's recommended process.
Thank you, General Manager. Mr. President, Ron Atterbury, General Counsel. So, for the members of the public, as well as you, we have added additional material to the website. You have a staff report in front of you. My colleague, Annie Panasco, has acted as scrivener for the president with respect to a potential or and Mr. President, I'll let you categorize it as you see fit, but as a recommendation for how we might handle the voting. As you all are aware, the bylaws of the Town of Discovery Bay identify that a vacancy and the appointment of a vacancy is considered under the government code. When you review the government code, they identify the time frame and they identify when a vacancy is created. However, the government code does not provide details with respect to voting and how you would go about voting on an appointment. You then, from there, from the government code, turn to the parliamentary procedure, so the rules in which you run a meeting, and the board has adopted Rosenberg's Rules of Order. Rosenberg's Rules of Order do not provide a specific, and I want to make sure I'm clear on that, does not provide a specific method for making an appointment and taking a vote. However, Rosenberg's does provide a method for voting. Said another way, if you chose to do nothing by way of procedure, Rosenberg's would apply motion, substitute motion, alternative motion, debate, further discussion would be codified under Rosenberg's Rules of Authority. The president has suggested, as you can see in your staff report, a procedure. We have included an executive summary as to what the process would be. And as you see in number 11, on the first page of the staff report, in the absence of the board here tonight adopting a procedure, the procedure would be just like a normal meeting. Somebody would make a motion, wait for a second, there would be discussion and dialogue, and you'd take a vote. The board president has suggested, as you see in 1 through 9, that there would be a process. I don't know that I need to read the process unless the board asks me to read the process, because I know we have members that can't view the screen at the particular time, but I'm not going to read the process that the president has identified as a potential. You have it before you, and with that, unless there's any questions of council, I would turn it back to the president for comment and or thoughts on his proposed vacancy appointment voting.
Thank you, legal staff. The reason I presented this to the legal counsel and now to the board is so that we can kind of somewhat narrow down the list of applicants. We've heard from all the applicants. All of them seem to be fairly interested in participating and joining our board. They all have various backgrounds. And I think at this point, we would go on our own and just decide and I've suggested four. It could be three. I'm open for discussion on that at our next meeting, to come back with whom each of the board members felt was their top four candidates. We would submit those in writing to our secretary. She would create a matrix showing all of the candidates down the left side and all of the board members across the top. And then after we submit our written suggestions, our nominations, she would then go ahead and name those and put them on the grid. And what the reason for that would be for the board to actually see if there's some consensus. Maybe if a few of the candidates got a few more votes, if you will. It might help us in our process. That's the reason I'm suggesting this, to kind of get us to the next step. And so with that, I'll open it up to board discussion if they feel this process is fair and equitable, or if they have any suggestions. I'll start with Mr. Gateau.
I think it's a reasonable approach.
Okay.
Maybe three might be better than four, just to consolidate the list.
Okay. Mr. Graves, do you have some comments?
Yeah. Mr. President, the only thing, you addressed one of my concerns, and you know, my only real concern is that we're on item three, and again, the number is not as much as I'm concerned about, as many times during our discussions, council has advised us that when you say shall, it's mandated. So I would like to modify that just to say that up to whatever number we choose, whether it be three or four, rather than mandating it be three or four. I think that would explain it a little bit better. If that's your intent, I'm hoping that's your intent.
Yeah, I have.
So somebody could turn in two, or somebody could turn in one.
And that's fine with me. I'm amenable to making that suggestion.
Right. My only other concern is one that is unique to me, because unfortunately with my assignment, and I'm on orders in Butte County to be fighting fires with the National Guard right now and not able to be there, I am concerned about providing visual aids for a portion of the board and not the entire board. And also, I'm concerned about the fact that the public doesn't have that same advantage. And I don't know if that brings the Brown Act into play or not, but I would like to make a suggestion. And it's, you know, the suggestion that rather than create a visual aid there that is only going to be able to be seen by the fact that that part of the board is in the room, is that maybe we just suggest that each person make their own matrix, if you may, and write it down as they go. I guess it wouldn't preclude the board from doing that also, but it just seems a little bit awkward to have a presentation that's not available to everybody.
All right, with that in respect, here would be my thought process. This matrix would be made up in advance. We can probably have staff take a photo of it, email or text it to you so you would have it. You could print it out, and then you could follow along as the secretary made her announcements. It'd be fine. We could also put it on our website. Any of the residents would be able to download that and have it printed, and they could print it out on at home or wherever, and they could follow through. And as names were mentioned, they could put their own their own marks on their own matrix. That would, I think, solve the problem.
I think that'd be a great solution, Mr. President. If you could just make that maybe they could produce that in a file that would be able for us to have it up on our computer, and then we could just type names into it, as opposed to, I don't have a printer available. If that's possible. If not, believe me, I'll make it work. I'm just trying to make it fair and equitable so everybody can follow along.
Okay, there would be no need to type names in. The names would already be on the matrix. They would be in sequence just as
can
we
have.
Just as we
can
have.
I have a question for you, sir. I missed something.
Mr. President, if I can interrupt, we can make that available. That's not an issue. We can put it on the website where it's editable, and people can put X's, write names, do whatever they want.
able to follow the secretary as she announces names.
Yeah,
my confusion comes into how is if at the next meeting we are to submit our names, how are you going to do that in advance?
Okay,
how are the names going to be on that matrix prior to the meeting?
Okay,
I'm missing something here. I'm sorry, guys. Please explain it to me.
All right. Okay, let's start with what the staff will provide. The staff is going to provide a matrix, a chart, if you will. Down the left side, all names of the candidates, the applicants, will be listed in the same sequence that they're listed this evening. Across the top of the matrix, all of the board members' names will be listed. That will create a matrix up and down, left and right. Now, as the names are being read, each board member naturally will provide their written 3 or 4 or 2 or 1, however many they want to provide. The secretary will then call out whichever applicant, and they will just simply be put an X down that particular director's row next to the applicant that they felt was one of their candidates, and that would be it. And as far as your particular case, you could email privately to the general manager your picks, whoever they are, and he would give those to the secretary. The other board members would not know who you have chosen, just as we would not know here in the room, because we're going to do this written and then hand them to her. And I think that process would probably solve that issue. Okay.
It absolutely does. Thank you for explaining that to me.
All right. Is there, Mr. Mayor, do you have any suggestions?
I agree with Vice President Gutto that 3 would be a better number. I think it would help whittle it down quicker. And the only other concern I have is up in the first part of the executive summary, we have it noted that we would do this on October 7th. I don't believe we need 2 weeks, and I think it's just dragging this out a little longer than we need to, and I'd suggest we have a special meeting sometime next week and resolve this thing as quickly as possible.
I would tend to agree to that also. Director Gutto, will you be in agreement to moving this selection process forward?
Yes.
Director Graves, are you comfortable with moving the process forward?
I'm not clear as to, we already decided on a timeline. Is there a reason for moving it forward? We have 60 days, we're not rushing into anything.
Well,
and we're not putting up against the deadline. Is there an explanation for that?
Well, I don't think that we'd need 2 weeks to think about what we just heard this evening. That's the process. And again, as we stated a couple of meetings ago, if for whatever reason we were not able to come to conclusion and agree on a particular applicant, it just gives us a little bit more time, and we would still not be rushed. So I just don't want to burn up an extra week that we may need on the other end. We may not need it at all. But I think we've got 3 votes to kind of move it forward.
That's kind of what I was thinking. So go ahead. I'm fine with it. I just don't understand it, but that's okay. I don't think it matters that much one way or the other, to be honest with you, Mr. President.
All right. In looking at my calendar, I would feel that Tuesday the 29th would be an excellent date. I've got other commitments on Wednesday the 23rd, and we're getting on to the end of the week. How does the 22nd work for the current board members? Excuse me, the 29th.
I am fine, Director Mayor.
Mr. Graves?
I have a problem with the 29th in that the area that I'm in on the 27th, 28th, and 29th is a very remote area where there's very limited both internet as well as phone access. It's up in Humboldt County. On the first, I would be back to this, or on the 30th or the first, I would be back to this location where I could be guaranteed service.
first, that's a Sunday. I don't think we'd be able to do that.
Excuse me, first is on a
October 1st, I thought was a Thursday.
No, you're correct. I'm wrong. I'm looking at the end of the calendar, and I had already moved, and that looks like it's November. So, okay. The first. Are you available earlier in the day?
No, the way our battle rhythm runs up here is I do 3 days up in Humboldt County, and then I do 3 days down in Duke County. And Duke County is much less remote and has much better internet service. Up where we are, we're actually staying in a prison camp up in the middle of the mountains, and it's very limited service. There's nothing provided.
I understand that. What my question was is if we move the date to October 1st, would you be available earlier than in the day than instead of at 7 at night? Could we do say 4 o'clock
actually,
or 4:30?
Actually, 4 o'clock would be good. 4 o'clock, no later than 4, and I'll try to make it work. I have a cub meeting at 5, but this is important, and the people I work with know I'm doing this and I'm involved with this. So I think I could get an alibi for that. So 4 o'clock would work for me, sir.
Just so that we have plenty of time, would 3 o'clock
work? Mr. President, you're breaking up a little bit.
All right.
So I think it might be a connection issue. And so, Member Graves, I think what he's asking is, could you attend any time before 4?
Yes.
My suggestion is 3 p.m.
I can make that work.
Okay. All right, perfect. So now we bring this back. It has been suggested that our procedure be set for the selection to start at 3 p.m. on October 1st. And the change in our procedure would be that each director can submit a nomination list of up to 4, suggested probably 3. You can submit however many you want, and if you'd like, we'll change it to 3. And other than that, there's...
I'm okay with 3.
All right, then we will definitely change it to 3, that each director would submit a nomination list of 3. So, do I hear a motion to accept this particular procedure?
So I'll make a motion.
Mr. President, again, I am so sorry for interrupting, but I ask that you seek public comment, and if I hear correctly, I just want to make sure for clarity of the motion, that we are adopting the procedures that are otherwise provided in the staff report with, and I heard 3 changes, and I just want to make sure I've got them all. One is that it will be at 3 p.m. on the 1st. The second is that we'll change the language for the policy to can submit up to 3 names. And the third is the matrix will be made available online.
Yes.
I think.
Is that your motion? That would be the motion that I heard. And what I would suggest is you take comment before you make the motion and or a second.
All right. Yeah, I make a comment that the motion has not been made, but your clarity will help make it.
Manager Davies has a comment.
Thank you. For clarity on the matrix, when we say it's online, we can pre-print a matrix that can be printed out. That'll be part of the agenda packet for that special meeting. So they can pull it from the agenda packet and print that page ahead of time.
Correct. I think that would suffice the public's need to be able to be on the same page, if you will, with us. So here, with all that clarification, the motion as clarified by legal staff, do I hear a motion to approve?
Again, Mr. President, I'm going to ask that you take public comment before you take the motion.
Thank you for your advice. And at this particular point, I will open up the for public comment on our procedure.
Bill Helfrick, when you have a chance, please.
Go ahead, Mr. Helfrick.
The only question that I had is having a meeting at 3 o'clock may eliminate a lot of the ability of the public to participate in the process. And I realize the problem with Director Graves and his work schedule, but I am concerned that 3 o'clock will force a lot of people or make this meeting unavailable to a lot of people. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Mr. Chair, we are not seeing any other activity online. You can call for the motion.
Okay. With that, do I hear a motion to approve the amended procedure?
So I will make a motion to follow the recommendation of staff, items 1 through 9, with the following changes. On item 3, we have 3 instead of 4. On item 5, instead of November 3rd, 2020, it will be October 1st at 3 p.m. And I believe the best way to do it is to add another numeral 10 that identifies the matrix that will be available. Okay, and back on number 3, it's up to 3 instead of the top 3. And that is the motion.
Second.
And maker of the motion, Mr. Mayor, that is a can submit, not shall.
Thank you. Can submit would be a change to.
Up to three.
Correct.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the selection procedure as modified from the staff report, and I'd like at this time to call for a roll call vote.
Vice President Gattell.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Director Mayer.
Aye.
President Keith.
Aye. Motion carries, so we will reconvene the selection process on October 1st at 3 p.m. And with that, we adjourn the meeting.